Well, hello, familia. What's going on? So this week was a pretty sweet week, not gonna lie. We got to see an apostle, found a super awesome family to teach. I don't know, a lot of good stuff happened, so I'm super pumped. And then today we went and played basketball. That was pretty fun. But I'm tired, even though I didn't even really play that much, because, I mean, you guys know how bad I am at basketball, but whatever. So let's start with last Tuesday. So last Tuesday we had our district meeting. Then after that we did some things, but I can't even remember what it was. Let's see. I'll fetch. Yeah, so I didn't even write down like anything about Tuesday and Wednesday. But yeah, Tuesday and Wednesday kind of happened. So Tuesday, I have honestly have no idea what happened, not gonna lie. I do not remember it all. Let me think. Tuesday. Whatever. Not important. So then, we had Tuesday, and then Wednesday. Wednesday in the night, all of the, we had a bunch of elders from La Plata Sur and La Plata. They all came to stay in the night with us because we were all gonna go to the thing with Elder Rasband in the morning. So what happened was they came and stayed with us that night, and so then we went and did like splits of them and stuff. So it was sweet. Then let's see what else happened. Sorry, I'm kind of tired. So then Wednesday, I should have been better with writing on what happened these 2 days. But me and I went with Elder Burkhart, it's Burkhart, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Elder Burkhart. And we went and we taught some people, and we went and taught a guy in our area. It was super awesome. It was a really great lesson. We got his date set for the 26th, which it kind of fell to on Sunday, but it's okay. We're going to go by him again. It's just the thing is he's like working a lot during the day or something, so it's just kind of hard. And he lives on like the opposite side of our area, but it's okay. We're going to go by on Tuesday tomorrow, so that's going to be good. Then, and then let's see. Thursday, we went and we had the thing with Elder Rasband, which was super sweet. It was just super powerful. He just, like, came in and just kind of, we say dropped the cane, but it's just kind of, like, he just came in and, like, told us, he's, like, there's no such thing as, like, a bad area, just, like, a bad attitude and stuff like that, and just kind of dropped the cane. I don't know, what does drop the cane mean in English? I don't know. What is it?
Laid the wood.
Laid the wood. Dropped the hammer. I don't know what it is, but whatever. So then he told us, he's like, just go out there and work hard and know that, like, your mission is, like the foundation for your life. He's like, this is, like, the college of, what was it, like, the spiritual college for life or something. It was pretty sweet because it's the truth. It was good. Just, like, gave me a lot of animo to go out and do the work. Get it done around here in Villa España. Then it was cool because the whole mission was there. So I was able to go and see some of my, friends and companions and stuff that I've had that I haven't talked to in a while, which was cool. Then, let's see, what else happened? I think that was like just about it. I don't know. Thursday, we went. We've been like doing a lot of contacts this week, just like knocking doors like all day long, every day, talking to people in the streets and stuff. Because we just don't have like all of the future investigators that we have. Like we've gone past them like a million times, they're never there. So it's all right. It's good. We've been talking with a lot of new people, a lot of good new people. And yeah, just doing what we gotta do. getting it done around here. Then, let's see. Then Friday, we had weekly planning in the morning. That was good. Then we went with Toto, one of the members here. He's like, how old is he? Like 21, 20? Something like that. So then we go and we do like visits with him. We went and taught Patricia. She's the like wife of a member that's like just starting to get like reactivated. And it's good. She's just kind of like worried about the church and stuff. And like she has friends that like told her stuff about the church. And it's kind of tough in that sense. But oh well, what you gonna do about it? We just keep going by. We showed her the restoration video. And it was really good. Like I think she understood like the restoration a lot better after watching the video. So that was good. She's just kind of like, I don't want to like rush into this. Like I want to take my time, get my testimony or whatever. And I'm like, that's cool. Like I respect that, but just know like you got to do stuff if you want to get your testimony. Like she hasn't really been reading the Book of Mormon that much and stuff. So we're just kind of like, just keep reading the Book of Mormon and like the answer's going to come. And luckily like, this Facundo guy, he's a member. He's helping her out a bunch, so that's good. It really helps. Then, yeah. I think they have to get married, but they want to get married, so it's alright. It'll be quick. It'll be good. Then, let's see. What else? Then let's see. Friday, I think the rest of the night was just kind of like knocking doors, just doing stuff like that. That's like what the majority of what we do over here is, but it's okay. So then Saturday, Saturday was fun. So we just really like the entire day. We're just like, let's go contact these futures that we have. And then just like in the way, let's just go talk with people in the street and stuff. So we just talked with like a bunch of people. And then we ended up finding, Ruben, and it was cool. He was a guy that we talked to the day before, and we were walking in the street and we're like, hey, do you want to read this Book of Mormon that we have? We're like giving it out and stuff. And he's like, yeah, 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 I love reading, but it's like a gift. We're like, yeah, 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 it's free. Like, don't worry about it. We'll come by maybe another day and we'll, like, talk to you about the book and, like, where it came from and stuff. He's like, okay, yeah, that'd be great. So we get there, and then when we get there, he just, like, kind of starts telling us, like, his life story. Like, his wife, well, his daughter was, like, pretty young. And then, like, one day she had, like, pain in her mouth. And they went and took her to the doctor. They found out that she had cancer in her jaw and that she was going to die. So she had like 3 months left and then she ended up dying. And then his wife had diabetes. They had to amputate her leg and then they had to amputate the other leg. And then like right after they amputated the other leg, she ended up dying. And then he was just like, I've always been like a good person. I've never like robbed. I've never... like, I've never killed anybody, I've never done any of these bad things, but there's people that have done all of those things that are, like, better off than me. Like, I don't understand why all these things happen. We're like, oh, well, let's start teaching you about the plan of salvation. So then we taught him, like, the whole plan of salvation. It was really good. And, like, at the end, we tried to get him to, like, give him a baptismal date. And, yeah, Tyler, I know you had that question. If you can give the baptismal date in the first visit. And that's yes. Like, you should always try to do it in the first two lessons. But it's better if you just do it in the first lesson. Because that's what the goal is missionary. So, yeah, there's your answer. No. But yeah, so then we ended up trying to get him his baptism date. But then he was like, no, I've already been baptized by, like, this Catholic priest guy that, like, had authority or whatever. And we're like, okay, well, we'll teach you lesson one next time and we'll show you why you're wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But it was good. Then, and yeah, so that was good. That was a good lesson. Then, let's see, yesterday was Sunday. And, like, in the morning it started raining, and we went out to go look for investigators. But nobody wanted to come, and nobody was there, so that kind of stunk. And then we went to, And yeah, when we went to church, and that was good. It was a lot better church meeting, not gonna lie. I gave a talk about the Sabbath day, which was pretty cool. Then, well, Día de Reposo. Ooh. Then, yeah, and then after that we went and we just kept visiting some people like we always do, right? Well, we went up to one of these guys that we did an Ali Bay with like 2 days ago or 3 days ago or something. We went and talked with him. We went by his house and then his son comes out and he's like, no, he's sleeping. Come by later. And we're like, okay, darn it. And it was funny because we walk away and then my companion was like, no, he's not even sleeping. That guy's lying to us or whatever. And we're like, I was like, yeah, that happens a lot. And so we just keep walking. And then as we're walking down the street, we see like this blue car and it's his car. He comes up to us and he's like, hey guys, he like honks his horn. He's like, hey guys, sorry I was asleep when you guys came over, but I'm going to buy some facturas. He's like, do you guys want to like come over and we can talk, drink some mate and stuff? And I'm like, sweet, yeah, let's do it. So then we go over to his house and we find that he's married and has two kids, so it's a family of four. And we start teaching them lesson one and we find out that like the two kids are kind of like atheists just because like they've never really had any like beliefs, and the mom's like pretty Catholic but doesn't go to church anymore, but she like believes in Christ and in God and stuff. And then the dad like never really went to a church, but he's like, lately I've been praying because like I need help, like I can't do everything on my own. So it was really sweet. So we had like a really good lesson with them. And then we put a fecha with all four of them for the 3rd of December. So that's sweet. So I'm super excited about that. It's going to be sweet. And then so that was really exciting. That was like super exciting actually. And then after that we just kind of kept going. Doing some contacts, stuff like that. Then today we went and played basketball in the church. Now we're just kind of chilling in the bench because we're tired. I'll probably end up taking a nap, not gonna lie. Then, yeah. So there you go, that was my week. Sorry I don't really have any, like, good stuff to share exactly, but pretty much that. Let's see, I'm gonna show you guys a scripture. Because this morning I was reading about Abinadi and the story of Abinadi in Mosiah 17. And it's sweet. It's super awesome. So, here, I'm going to read Mosiah 17, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And it says,
Y le dijo a Abinadi, hemos encontrado una acusación contra ti, y mereces la muerte, porque has dicho que Dios mismo bajará entre los hijos de los hombres, y ahora a causa de esto se te quitará la vida, a menos que te retractes de todas las palabras que has hablado para mal contra mí y mi pueblo. Luego le dijo a Abinadí, te digo que no me retractaré de las palabras que te he hablado concernientes a este pueblo, porque son verdaderas, y para que sepas que son ciertas, he permitido que yo caiga en tus manos. Sí, y padeceré aún hasta la muerte, y no me retractaré de mis palabras, y permanecerán como un testimonio en contra de ti. Y si me matas, derramas sangre inocente. Y esto también quedará como testimonio en contra de ti en el postrer día. So that scripture is like super sweet. So Abinadi is here in front of all of like the chief judges, in front of King Noah. And like, they're like, well, we're going to take you to prison. And if you don't like negate the things that you are telling us, then we're going to kill you. And Abinadi is like, I can't take back what I've said because I am a prophet and like God told me to say this to you. So
Like, and I know it's true. So even if I die, I'll know that I was doing the will of God, and that's what's important. And so it's super sweet. I love Abinadi. He's such a, like, super awesome example. Because it's like, it doesn't matter if people are going to come and burn you. It's like, your testimony is important, and you should always, like, stand up for what you believe, no matter what. Like, even if the king of the land is threatening to burn you, if you don't, like, negate the things that you've seen, heard, and said. But yeah, like, I don't know, it was a really, really awesome scripture. I love it a lot, because really it's so true. Like, we live in a world where it's getting harder and harder to stand for what we believe, but if we can just do it, if we can just stand for what we believe and be examples of disciples of Jesus Christ, like, we're gonna be okay. Like, even if the people kill us, even if, like, things, like, awful like that happen, it doesn't matter, because we're doing the will, like, the will of the Lord. So, yeah. I don't know. It was a good scripture. I invite you guys to read, like, all of the whole story of Abinadi, because I love it. But yeah, so there you go. There's my scripture I wanted to share with you guys. Sorry if this is kind of a boring recording, but I'm kind of tired. So I'm probably going to go take a shower and then go to bed, because, yeah. But, let's see. Oh, I was going to ask for a recipe. Hey, Mom, can you look for a recipe of how to make pumpkin pie without pumpkin pie filling? Because we don't have pumpkin pie filling here. But I think I can find pumpkin itself. So if you can find a way to make it, the pumpkin pie filling, out of just straight pumpkin, that'd be sweet. And then, see, there was something else I wanted to know how to make. Oh, yeah, granola. That would be a good recipe. Granola, Tootsie Rolls, that would be a good recipe. I don't know, some cool, like, Christmas treats, some, like, Thanksgiving foods, Christmas treats, that would be some good recipes to have. I love you guys tons. Keep being awesome. I don't really have much to say this week, but keep being awesome, and I'll talk to you more next week. Love you guys. Bye.